This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. North America is home to some of the biggest and meanest animals left on the planet. Grizzly bears, wolves, cougars, even moose can get pretty nasty if you make them mad. And all these animals need a lot of room to roam. That's the idea behind an ambitious project called Yellowstone to Yukon, or Y2Y. It's meant to create a giant corridor for wildlife. NPR's Christopher Joyce is just back from a conference at the Banff National Park in Canada along the Y2Y route. Chris, welcome back to the program. And just explain the idea behind this corridor, would you?
Sure. It's a solution for what biologists are seeing all over the world, which is the fragmentation of the wildlife habitat, if you will, the land that the wildlife needs to survive. And whether you're in the Amazon or the Yukon, basically wildlife is getting squeezed. And that may not be such a problem for a beetle, I suppose, but if you're a moose, you need to roam. If you're a large carnivore, which many of the people up in Banff were studying, you need a lot of room, and you need to be able to travel. You need to be able to mix with other populations to keep the genetic health of a population up. And the idea here is to create this 2,000-mile-long corridor. It's about 500,000 square miles, so that these animals can have the kind of space they need to really survive.
This idea really came up about 10 years ago, before that even, but I think the first conference was 10 years ago. And the thought on the part of some of these biologists is we can build these overpasses, wildlife overpasses, because there aren't that many roads between Wyoming and Yukon, and the animals really could roam over all this space. Now, 10 years on, how's this idea actually going?
Well, it's still, I guess you could call it, in experimental stage. People are devising experiments to see how it's going. I talked to some of them. I should mention I was up there being paid to talk to biologists about science journalism and met many of these people there. And they were quite eager to talk and actually show some of these overpasses and underpasses, by the way, underneath the Highway 1, I believe it is, in Canada, that runs through the Banff Park. And they're quite amazing, these overpasses. They're about maybe 50 yards wide, going over a big four-lane highway. They have plants on them and grass. They've got cameras on them, infrared cameras. They put barbed wire across part of it to try to catch hares from the passing animals to do DNA studies. And, you know, they've got records of quite a lot of animals passing. The big animals tend not to like the underpasses. Those are like culverts. The smaller animals pass under. They also have tracks that they've taken the grass off of to get footprints so they can take account. And they're reasonably pleased that the animals are using it. They're not sure that genetically they're mixing between the north side of the south side of the road. But they feel that at least those overpasses are working. They've also fenced in the highway in order to try to lessen roadkill, and that's not just animals being killed, that's people as well, and that seems to be working fairly well.
Well, you mentioned people. There are plenty of people living in this land. I mean, it's not heavily inhabited, but how are they getting along with these the thriving wildlife there?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask some of the people, for example, in Canmore, where I was, who used the golf course, have been chased by grizzlies, I understand. There have been some unfortunate incidents. You know, it's not easy to have grizzlies and cougars and humans in small spaces. They've done a lot with fencing, and they're doing a lot with education to get people to understand what you do and don't do around grizzlies and large animals, and it seems to be working.
NPR science correspondent Chris Joyce. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.